A hearing by the Arkansas Public Service Commission in Little Rock to decide the future of possible construction of a multi-state transmission line recessed on Friday rather than adjourn as expected. The construction in question would be a 60-mile-long, 345-kilovolt transmission line, part of which would be located in northern Benton and Carroll counties. Connie Griffin, the APSC's administrative law judge, made the decision Friday, she said, to both fully consider testimony by those in opposition to the $100 million project, as well as a motion by Southwestern Electric Power Company, SWEPCO, the applicant, to amend its original application. Carroll County resident Doug Stowe attended the hearing. He's on the board of directors of Save the Ozarks, a citizens' opposition group which has spent tens of thousands of dollars so far on expert witnesses and attorneys.
The purpose of the hearing, from the standpoint of the utility companies, was to get the APSC to decide which route would be used. From the standpoint of Save the Ozarks, the hearing was to determine whether the project was necessary, whether any of the routes had been given proper consideration, whether the environmental impact statement was at all accurate, or whether the project should be considered at all, whether it was needed, whether it was, you know, all of the above.
The preferred route will extend from Centerton, cross the ecologically sensitive White River watershed near the Beaver Bridge, and terminate on the Kings River, where a new substation is planned. As many as 360 160-foot-high double-circuit metal poles will be anchored 50 feet deep along a 150-foot-wide right-of-way. Southwest Power Pool, a regional transmission organization regulated by the federal government, ordered SWEPCO to install the line in 2008 to reduce bottlenecks on Northwest Arkansas's electric grid. Opponents claim the high-voltage transmission line is intended to transport and sell electricity for interstate commerce. Doug Stowe says he realizes citizen opposition rarely deters massive public utility projects like this one.
Well, our main objective was not necessarily to win the case this week, because we realize that that may not even be possible yet. Our attorney's objective was to build a strong case to go to before the Court of Appeals, because we know that there are some things in Arkansas law that have been allowed to slide by uncontested for years and that have not been fully considered in this kind of application,
including critical federal environmental permits. The hearing will recess for at least a week. After adjournment, if the judge rules in favor of opposition, the commission can override with a final decision issued within 60 days. Opponents may then petition the Arkansas Court of Appeals.